Sugar Heights. Yo, I'm on the PYS show. Evil twin, I swear I got the sickest flow. When I ride with PY, it's like pick a roll. We dominate the game, we going for the gold. Best in Ghana since Kwame Nkrumah. Destined to Ghana, support from the roots of premier producer whose style might suit ya. That's why we guarantee to last for the future. Yo, I'm on the PYS show. You know I do it for my peoples. I'm on the PYS show. Strap up, put on your headphones. I got the host with the most on the airwaves. You can catch him online on any day. Choco Heights got my back like what? So PY, where you at? What's up? I'm on the PYS show.
Hey.
I just love our theme song. Anytime it comes on, I just feel like, you know, you can't even do the archive to it, you know?
Can you really?
Yeah, it's the PYS show.
Why don't you get up and show me then? Because you're sitting down and doing it. In case you all missed it, well, you have missed it, but PY was sitting down doing the Al-Qaeda.
I can stand and do it. Anyway, it's good to be back here again.
It sure is.
Yes, 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 yes. Our episode 2 for season 2 of the PYS show. Proudly produced by Choco Heights.
Oopsie.
And brought to you live right here at Villa Monticello, right in the heart of Airport. And we just love it. We love our new setup. We love our new
season. The banana colored seats again.
Yes, yeah. And the baguette and the...
Let me let that roll. I won't even pick up on that one. And because you guys aren't here, you won't know what he meant. So I'm giving you a free pass. Just remember this, okay?
I love free this. Passes. Anyway, you know, it's all about having fun, educating you out there.
Exactly. But aside from all that, let's go ahead and let them know what today's show, well, you know, what's in store for them on today's show.
You know, it's we're in the month of May.
Exactly.
And we just finished celebrating Mother's Day. What did you get for your mom?
I have 2 months.
Yes.
Okay. So my mom in Ghana, I went ahead and took her to dinner, treated her like a queen. And my mom in Chicago, you know, I called, we spoke and everything like that. But, you know,
that's nice.
I want to be there and, you know.
But you were there in spirit. You know, once you spoke to her, I'm sure.
Exactly. Then that's all that matters, right?
That's nice. That's
yeah.
Nice.
What did you do for your mom?
Well, I also have 2 mothers now.
Uh-huh.
So I took both my mom and my mother-in-law out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We went out for lunch, and it was really nice.
Nice.
And then another
your
mother.
Wife. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you break the news. I won't break the news.
Another mother-to-be soon. I spent some time with her. It was really nice.
Yeah, people, I couldn't wait to put a bun in the oven.
What? Huh? What are we baking? Please, don't go there. So we have a very good show for you today. It's going to be really entertaining, and I'm sure you guys are looking forward to it. And season 2, like I said, is lovely, is fun. And we'll bring you more information across the continent and beyond.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and start off with our first song in our threesomes, coming in from Guru. Guru featuring Joey B. It is Karaoke.
Karaoke. But you know, Guru's real name is Nanayao Ajay Yabua Maradona. I'm sure his dad was a very big fan of Maradona. That's why he added that to his name. You know, he is the originator of the hit track La Paz Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and this is another banger from the La Paz Toyota hit maker. He's the same guy who did a collab with Obrafo.
Mm-hmm. I love that track. I don't. Oh my god, I love
yes.
it. And
yes.
There's another one. You know, I'm not gonna pronounce the name because I'll butcher it, and I don't want you to make fun of me.
Which one, Boy Zabre?
No, I know. Come on, Boy Zabre is easy. But there's one who was talking about the people in church, and you know how it could be all hypocritical.
Yeah, that's the democracy track.
No, it's M M A. Space K U.
Oh, Emma cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
Agnes.
We love Guru up in here.
And
I'm not going to pronounce it, but let's go off into our second artist from the threesome.
Emaku, you couldn't say Emaku. You know what Emaku means?
Not really, but I can say lyrical wanzam.
All right, Lyrical Wanzam is our second artist from the threesome.
Exactly.
So Lyrical Wanzam hails from Medina. Mm-hmm. He's a youthful, vibrant artist, very creative. Lyrics, I guess, is obvious. Lyrical Wanzam because of his lyrics.
There you go. He has great punchlines too.
Yeah.
And the name of this track is Hope. And what I love about this track is that it samples Angelique Kidjo's song, Agolo, in there.
Yeah.
So it's a nice, refreshing tune to listen to.
Why don't we play it?
Let's get into some threesomes with the first two.
Always.
Enjoy.
Where's your cinema?
Anything good?
What a tatami?
Anything good?
Where's your cinema?
Mental yes for your cross check. Hey, or got to the sign check. Tear your man sent to your own red. Sue a guy from my web, a young guest. You don't put a master key, you'll be a dose. Put a my green fins and say shocks. Tear your man send me for a god. Dada. Heaven, up a quadia to muda. Now, dear, we dear, dear, no fa. Stand from Kada, so a move with you all. Jack, at the end of the way, so fair door.
You sure?
My grandma, Mupelos. So Timber, do you have Debo? 18 years for the ink room, and then I'm going to make Jim's as a group. Yeah, pimping is for the $3, yeah. But from boy, no, they pay you. This person, Diego, cross borders, yeah. No more Canada maintain you. The 98 charges seems to confirm. So, the Missa, where you're moving to open them. Oh, JT, now, hey.
Tatami,
anything good,
where's your cinema?
Anything good,
what a tatami,
anything good,
where's your cinema?
Yeah,
sources in there. Hey, boy, you jump what day. 80 years crumble, you me get. I'm quite you for so pretty, Emre. The movie has to do beyond in your pay. Hey, moon you moon, what you see? Gun on the torch and two water. But then I get pen driving here, PC. Hey, just for think twice, you crazy. Yo, my hitty bingo. And I'm just scared, where you go download.
Karaoke, everyday karaoke.
Where's your cinema?
Anything good?
What a tatami?
Anything good?
Where's your cinema?
Anything good?
Feel the heat like a fireman. deck into skin, body full of scars. But you for take the last king to reach the stars. Sometimes I wonder why, I wonder when I could put my feet on the ground. Push hard, never surrender. It's all I gotta do, cause I for make come too. It's all you gotta do, cause you for make come too. Nothing be easy, nothing be free. Believe me, believe me, believe me. Put your mind on what you do best. Try hard, you go achieve it. Nothing be easy, nothing be free. Believe me, believe me, believe me. The challenge is to put your mind on what you do best. Try hard, you go achieve it. After a heavy rain, you go see the sun. Whatever trouble you're in, people been there some. So why you blame yourself? Bad for your health. With all that thinking and thinking, you slowly kill yourself. So put your worries behind, make it through the rubble. The more the struggle, what you get in the end, be double. Family and friends know, life be like a yo-yo. Ups and downs, and you can never tell tomorrow. More money, more problems. No money, child, what problem? You still gotta solve them. Time to wipe your tears, the better day is near. Be a man, stand the test, throw away your fears. Sometimes I wonder when I could put my feet on the ground. Push hard, never surrender. It's all I gotta do, cause I for make them too. It's all you gotta do, cause you for make them too. Nothing be easy, nothing be free. Believe me, believe me, believe me. Put your mind on what you do best. Try hard, you go achieve it. Nothing be easy, nothing be free. Believe me, believe me, believe me. The challenge is to put your mind on what you do best. Try hard, you go achieve it. Nothing be easy, nothing be free. Believe me, believe me, believe me. The challenge is to put your mind on what you do best. Try hard, you go achieve it. Nothing be easy, nothing be free. Believe me, believe me, believe me. The challenge is to put your mind on what you do best. Try hard, you go achieve it.
Live and in stereo, it's the PY Says show.
Oh man, I told you. Didn't I tell you, Agnes? Lyrical Wanzam, sick lyricist.
Yes.
Pound for pound, punchlines.
Yes. All you need is some blonde hair coming out the sides of your head and you
Oh, Lord,
look like
Jesus, I am not going to look like this. I think I'll take Bukumbaku.
You take Bukumbaku? Don't take his vocab, please. Let's leave that one back. Look, do not take Bukumbaku's vocabulary.
Okay. No. I don't want that part.
Yeah.
I think I'll just use the image and that's it.
That's it.
Did you see that for
you? You are so bogus. You're speaking God to me.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Anyway, man, I don't even want to go into that fight. But Lyrical Wanzam, before that was Guru. With karaoke.
Karaoke. Karaoke.
And the video is nice as well.
Karaoke. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's quite creative.
Yes.
Guru and his team, they're quite creative. But another creative person whom we're coming to with
school
our third,
me on this one now.
With our third track to finish up our threesomes is Zama Jobi. She is an Afro-funk singer, songwriter, and performing artist from Joburg. Johannesburg, I like that, you know.
Yeah, Joburg.
Shorten it up. Yeah. And in 2003, she competed in the Pop Idols competition, and she didn't win, but that competition shaped her by allowing her to learn about her South African audience and also helped her build her own profile.
That's nice.
And from doing that, she was able to get a recording contract, and, you know, as they usually say, the rest is history.
It is history, and we're witnessing one right about now. So what are we listening from her?
This track, I'm going to let you take it, because you know.
Well, I like the way you just started talking about, and you
know. I gave her a free pass in the beginning.
And Zama, what's her name?
Zama Jobi.
Zama Jobi. And then you're just going to.
Come on now, you know why I'm letting you say it, because I gave her a free pass in the beginning.
Let me do this. Ndawo Yami.
There you go. And you sound very nice.
I'm a black man.
No way in my way, oh way. No way in my way, oh way. Take me to the place where the river runs wild. To the place
a place with fruit of life. This place in my dreams, this place is in my head all day. River, river runs wild. No way, oh, I am. Take me to the place where the grass is green all year. To the place where the bees never sting. In my dreams, this place is in my head all day, where the grass is green all year.
Welcome back, and you're still tuned in with us here on the PYSS show, and we just got out of our threesome. Did you enjoy the last threesome, or the last track featured in our threesome?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed every track featured on our threesome. It was good. Threesomes are always good. Yeah. It's time to tell you what's going on here and beyond the continent. Charlie, what's up?
What's up?
Well, we're going back to Live on the Terrace with Choco Heights.
Oh, yeah. That's right. This Tuesday, 7 to 9.
Yes.
Right? As we mentioned last time, live entertainment series. And for those who are on an economical budget, it's free.
Like yourself?
You already know. Yes, it is free. And on the 20th, Ja Jum, a.k.a. Butterfly Effect, will be performing. She is a poet.
Butterfly Effect?
Yeah. You know, she's also known as the Butterfly Effect.
I like that. What is a Butterfly Effect?
We can use Google and find out what the Butterfly Effect is.
It must be something sensual or sexual.
Probably is.
Okay.
Probably.
Oh.
Anyways, Ja Jum is a poet, and as PY just mentioned, something very sensual and sexy. Yeah, well, word on the street is she's a pretty steamy poet. So
I'm looking forward to this.
Exactly. Just imagine what her poetry is going to be about. Maybe she might talk about threesomes. Who knows?
I would love to hear her out. Seriously, I want to check this young, dynamic poet, Ja Jum.
Nice. From Liberia. So all my Liberians, yes, this is all
LIB in the building.
Love it. So that's happening on the 20th at Live on the Terrace here at Villa Monticello between 7 and 9 p.m. And then on Wednesday, what are we doing?
On Wednesday, we're going to Bella Roma. It's the reggae dancehall session madness. They have this DJ from Jamaica. They have an MC from Jamaica, Harry Joe. He's always on the microphone.
Is the DJ really from Jamaica? Did you know how I got
new? No, seriously. He is from Jamaica.
So he's an authentic Jamaican.
Yeah, both the DJ and the host or the MC, we call him MC. He's also from Jamaica.
I don't know. It's okay though.
He's also from Jamaica. It's madness. I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah.
And
what time did you leave?
I left probably around 4 a.m.
Wow.
Yes. They know how to. You feel like you're somewhere in Kingston or you know.
You've been to Kingston?
I haven't been to Kingston
yet. But you saw it on YouTube.
Yes. You know, we always on there trying to find some different places to hang out.
No, I haven't been there quite, but I YouTube it. You know, you get there. It's what you're thinking.
Oh, we need a vacation. Maybe after our third season, Choco Heights might just fly there for a vacation.
I thought there was an Air Choco Heights. You remember that?
Air Choco.
There was Air Choco, huh? Yeah. Whatever happened to that? It's Choco Heights.
It's in the hangar.
It's parked?
Yeah, we parked the plane.
Okay, we parked it where though? In Lashibi?
Lashibi hangar. now we're balling, we're running on a different level, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that was then, but let's get to what's happening now at the moment.
All right.
Being the hottest GH track at the moment.
At the moment, it has to be that track. That one that the lyrics and the song itself, I must say, Sarkodie and Vector, the collabo on this one, Rap Attack. If you're a hip hop fan, if you're a rap artist, if you're a rap advocate, if you love rap music, rhythmic.
You got a problem with your R's and your L's?
That's my Rap Attack.
That's his Rap Attack. Did not attack anybody. But here it is for you all right now, so enjoy.
Busting up your bandwidth. It's the PY Says Show.
Me go more a fight to cry a film pe baby na chalk it. The boo for na rap and the boom it a maga gise mukumi de posse. I get that weapon and me pe mupe feel it. Me no me pass me trot it. Rap and me chago bete bete chama kabe papati mini pamen rush it. Okay, I believe me brabeje mic. Then chebi say you be the boss. Okay, they be 20 seconds graph and they say we na we be the boss. Only pa beje business go be vie. They be gugu de chine dosso. Obi am to be ni bi jina for 40 seconds. Me find the lawsuit. My sister me flow no back to back. But you say kuli bo more tree. I feel them a flop it grace to grass. So me show me ni mo wash it. And man I'm a rapping I'm with the boss shows. I feel they got too much rushing. I feel them miss my like a crab bomb. I come on the launching. I've been in broad a long time. No, so be believing me branding. Look at the city, promote a feat. If it's a me person, what they may call London. I've been in the believing one thing. If it's a me rap and I come on, so can I know what they may say to be a cocker can I back up the flow the ranking. I shall only be on per condom. It could be your first protection. Move for a month for ransom. I'm ready to face the question. For my team, it flows a laptop. I turn on my installation. I want you to see an assent. They've been a sick and they've been probation. I've been in the flow, but to me, they're not going to so my training will carry. I've been in me to me, you soon. My block a chance, my friend is scarface. I saw my donor, my camera, and I'm a shame. I'm going to move my back case. My people, my mini, my claim, my truth. My finish it beat, no justice.
PY says, says.
Bring your boys to men, that is the end of the road for them. Rap attack, picture me the best, shimmy can pose for them. Bring your voice to men, that is the end of the road for them. Your rapper, yeah, cool shit. Tell a stupid fella not to mess with the papa bear. Yo, murder them, no peace. Will they kill the shady, they shady, call empty head. I shibble my billy, but quit. Vector buttering tracks without even running out that. I did count, quit, bitch, bitch, bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, do, except the one in the leg who she burned. Like when I started that money, we gonna be stacking the money for sure. My caliber shorties are honey for what I'm about, and I mean I'm a perv. To all of my nanas and beautiful ladies in Ghana, I bring in Nirvana. I burn out that match, in Shana. What you do, what you do, I'm on that. What you trying to become, I done that. What you trying to do, I burn rappers. They try to be dumb to come rap, but the ace. Have some boys wear Timberlands and dance Salanta on your face. No joke. Kaka, Moto B-boy. DJ with the grammar school and Goku V-boy. Purple and green tie with a green blazer. Outbreaks 01 T-boy. Rough nigga, I don't care if you grumpy. You only gon' last 1 week, so I'm on Grundy. Knowledge is power, that power made me a hero. So if knowledge is power, your energy level is zero. We all about the money, Mr. Rapper. Cause my Ghana hustle give me more CDs than a labba. Try to police me, I just giggle. I'm the top cat, damn you off, it's a dibble. Shout. Oh no!
Kaka Moto B, Kaka Moto B.
Says show.
Now season 2 of the PY Says show is all about stepping the game up, giving you guys the best, bringing some good personalities out there who are really making an impact on our continent, right?
Exactly.
I didn't miss you, Agnes. Seriously, I have to say that.
I semi-missed you.
Oh, semi.
Yeah.
That's why you're not going to the pros. It's okay. It's okay. So today on our interview section, we have a very dynamic lady, go by the name of Nicole Amatafio. She's the creator and executive producer of An African City. If you haven't heard of An African City, then you don't belong to this continent. You're probably somewhere that we don't know about. You know, the series tells the story of the Afropolitan returnee,
which
I have
CNN
one right sitting, sitting right next to me.
Exactly. And for me, what I love most about the show, as they said, it tells the story of the Afropolitan returnee,
right,
but the story from the women's point of view.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right. And so as women, when we return back home, there are so many things that we go through, and the show highlights each and every aspect of it, and it's nice to sit back, see what you recently went through, and just laugh at it. Because when it happens, you're so frustrated, but when you watch it, it's just like, yeah, this is funny. This is funny as hell. You know what I mean? So that's what I love most about An African City.
Apart from some women or some individuals on the continent, only in Ghana, don't seem to like the whole idea about this new web series. But we'll find out more on that with Nicole.
Hello. Welcome. First of all, as a woman, an African woman, Ghanaian woman returning back home, thank you, girl. Aww, we needed this.
I love that. I love hearing that.
Thank you.
That's good. I mean, for those who don't know, we go way back, Nico. I remember way back about 6-7 years ago from Bless the Mic days. I'm a returnee as well, but just I'm not a she.
Well, people have been asking for a male version of the show. So
I know.
We'll see.
Why
that,
did you leave
is
us
that
out?
How it works?
We'll see down the line, okay. Or maybe somebody else can do it. But people have been asking for the male version.
Yeah,
it's always like that. The designers come up and they design stuff for the women only, and then we have a new web series, and I don't see any male figure in it. But we'll talk about that.
Well, we run the world. That's why it's always about women.
Exactly.
But I know you must have had some serious, major challenges putting this together. Tell us more about it.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I got the idea back in 2006 when I returned to Ghana and I was watching reruns of Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I got the idea then first, but I was not in the film business, film industry. So I had no idea how to go about it. Okay. And it wasn't until about 2009 where a professor told me, just start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Just start writing and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I started writing, and then 2 years later, Issa Rae with Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl came on board with and put her content on YouTube.
Yes.
So here it is. I'd written all these scripts, and now it was perfect. I was like, well, I don't have to go pitch this to a TV network.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't know how to pitch it to a TV network, but I could just, you know, produce something and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that was the process with the making of An African City.
Okay.
But let's talk about the challenges, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
The challenges of making it?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's interesting. You know, this whole process, I have felt blessed because I knew nothing about the industry.
Yeah.
And then somebody just tells me, write.
Yeah.
Just start writing. And that was step one. Just start writing.
Yeah.
And by the time I finish writing, then Issa Rae comes on board and she shows you, okay, you don't have to go through the challenge of pitching your content, what you want to see on television. You can go and just put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I went and put it on YouTube.
So you sort of used her show as like a blueprint.
Exactly.
As in putting out the African
exactly.
City.
Yeah. So every challenge I thought was going to happen, I was lucky because... Mm-hmm. By the time I got to that step, it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
But what about the cast? Being able to find the right girls to play the roles? Because you need the girls who have actually experienced something like this.
Once again, blessed. I put about in 2011,
mm-hmm.
I put I was in New York at the time, and so I put out an audition sheet. Girls of African descent showed up
mm-hmm.
To Columbia University. And, I mean, our very first actress who walked in was Mama Yabwafo,
mm-hmm.
who plays the carry of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. She was Ghanaian-American, and she fit the whole aspect of Nani Yab, also being a Ghanaian-American.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she walked in, and it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many other Ghanaian-American actresses, Nigerian-American actresses, who walked in, and I just said, wow, there's a market for this.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, already being a black actor is tough in America.
Yes, it is.
But now you have these African women who are looking for roles for them.
Exactly.
And so this was a perfect platform for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, even finding the girls was pretty seamless.
It's like the market needed it, basically. So that's why it was, you know, everything just seemed to flow through for
exactly.
You, you
know? And even now that African female actresses from across the continent, from around the world, who are now writing, wanted to be part of the show. And once again, it's easy because they fit right into this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For me, because I don't know enough about the film industry, there's some rules I've made for myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to have a Ghanaian-American character, I want a Ghanaian-American actress.
Yeah,
that's the
someone
rule.
Who understands, basically.
Right. If I have a Nigerian-American actress, I want a Nigerian-American character. Mm-hmm. I want a Nigerian-American actress. And that's what I found.
Okay.
You know, the role of Ngozi is played by Asosa, who is also Nigerian-American.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it just seamless again.
Exactly.
For me, that means the show was meant to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it's that seamless, it meant that it was meant to be here.
I like you
and
saying that.
The timing is perfect.
Yeah. Now moving along, you know, you've had great reviews, CNN, BBC. I mean, when you get those two talking about your show, you know you've done something right, okay?
Right, yeah.
But not only them, you also have one of our top filmmakers here in Ghana, Leda Jonsi, commending you on what you have put out there. And recently, she has been quoted from her blog by saying that, "I truly delight in watching this show. I think the acting for some of the cast is pretty believable. and it's beautifully photographed. And let me scroll down to find my quote. I love the color technique. The shooting style is almost cinema verite, and I love that. I find the topics touched on very funny and some quite relatable, especially the scene at Customs, which was in episode 4. But why would 5 beautiful, intelligent, well-traveled, promising young women spend so much time discussing men and sex, or the lack thereof? I'm quite uncomfortable with the message and the image being portrayed to young, innocent, and gullible minds of young women in Ghana. It spans across Ghana, but let me speak about what I do know. Do our young girls really need this kind of message? Now, that's her quote. I know she said more than that, but mm-hmm. we had to sort of summarize it for you.
Right.
What do you make of this comment?
Well, I want to thank her because it means I actually met my goal. you know, I set out to do the African version of Sex in the City. And so if the show is talking about sex, it means it met its goal.
Exactly.
In terms of young girls, I mean, I hope young 13-year-old girls are not watching this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a home issue. That's a parent
mm-hmm.
issue.
Mm-hmm.
But young if we're talking about college students, I think the message has actually been very positive.
Okay.
I think episode 7 and episode 9 shows that these girls, the women in the show might be sexually active,
mm-hmm.
But they've taken ownership of their sexuality and their sensuality, mm-hmm. but they're doing it safely. They are talking about condoms.
Exactly.
They are using condoms.
Exactly.
But I think the message, I mean, and then once again, I set out to use the African version of Sex and the City. What was every episode of Sex and the City? It was a discussion on sex, love, mm-hmm. and relationships.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So that's what an African city has set out to do. Mm-hmm. But then there are other messages outside of sex and outside of relationships that are present in an African city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're talking about teaching our young girls, maybe university students or women in their 20s, you know, sending them the right message. Episode 2 was about, you know, saving,
mm-hmm.
hard work,
mm-hmm.
to buy your own apartment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't a sugar daddy. It wasn't from your real daddy.
Exactly.
It was Nania, who she could have used a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
She could have used her father, who was Minister of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it talks about how she saved and went and got a loan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I could think of a message in every episode. Episode 4 was, you know, the issue of bribery and
mm-hmm,
corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And here was Sade, who said, I will never bribe anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But then she succumbed to it. She ended up doing it.
Yeah.
But the lesson is she did not get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
She got in trouble for doing so.
Mm-hmm.
And the custom agent didn't take it, which is also another message about not succumbing to corruption.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think every episode has some kind
hold
of
on, hold on. I don't know too much about him not taking it or she not taking it.
No, he didn't take the money. He didn't take
no.
the money.
Okay, but...
He didn't take the money.
But
we only have 15 minutes. So.
I think what he's saying is, you know, typical Ghanaians are probably behind, you know, sort of taking the bribe.
Behind
basically.
The scenes, they
behind
were taking
the
scenes, it and putting
it
in their pocket.
So
the
I
bribe.
Thought it was a positive message, though, to
exactly.
send out that you don't have to take
exactly.
the money.
Right,
you know,
right,
if
right.
you happen to be a public official who's actually watching episode 4 of my series,
right.
you don't have to take the money.
Yeah,
exactly.
you might just think twice before
exactly.
doing something like that.
And going back to the condom issue, I just saw an episode last night where I don't remember which episode it was, but they were sitting outside by the pool.
Episode 7, yes.
Episode 7.
Condom etiquette.
Yeah.
You have good condom etiquette.
I was just going
to
say.
And she gave, she passed on to, what's that, the light-skinned lady, what's that?
Is it
Marie.
Sosa or Marie?
Marie. She was going to have sex with her guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sade gave her 3 condoms. Like, she's like, I got Trojans, I got G-Rex, I have that.
I have all of these.
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Sade.
So it's even putting out the, like, if you're a young university student who doesn't even know the name of condoms, we'll even give you the name
the
of
names
condoms.
To go out
like,
there
and
get them.
Condoms to go out and get,
right.
you know?
And speaking of the men, I mean, they tell you men that when you're done, don't just throw the condoms out there like that. Throw them in the garbage can. Basically, so there you have it.
We don't have time for that. We don't have time for that.
In fact, somebody was telling me the other day that he's in Europe. I don't know where in Europe, but he was in Europe, and YouTube has actually put episode 7 under education.
Well, you
but
go
I think
ahead.
I think it's for
I
those
like
kind
that,
of
though.
Reasons.
Yeah.
I think it's for those kind of reasons because
right.
there's some men who do not know.
I like
who
how
do not have proper condom etiquette,
and so they're being taught. I like how you know with everything that's being said about the show, be it you know negative or positive, you're taking everything in good light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you knew what you set out to put
yes.
out, and you've done it. So
yeah.
whatever you guys are saying, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
to you anymore. You're just gonna do what's from the heart,
yeah.
basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
But real quick though, I want you to pitch this in there.
Mm-hmm.
As a Ghanaian coming back home, putting this web series out,
mm-hmm.
and how do you think local, when I use the word local Ghanaians, I'm talking about Ghanaian
women
who haven't traveled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you think they're relating to this?
Well, I mean, I think...
Considering the stereotype, you know, what do you call it, that we have here?
Okay, based on what PY is saying, mm-hmm. I know yesterday I had met with some friends mm-hmm. and I had an altercation at Rhapsody's. Mm-hmm. And I was told from the friends that, you know, oh, maybe they treat you that way because of an African city. Because you're an African city, all the girls have accents and they're polished. And so with you, with your accent, they're like, you know, who do you think you are mm-hmm. kind of thing. You know what I mean? So that whole notion of when we come back and, we're polished, mm-hmm. then people here look down on us as in, who do you think you are? You're just black, mm-hmm. just like us, mm-hmm. you know? So don't try and act all high and mighty mm. in that sort of like, is that what you mean? Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean, my dear.
Well, I mean, I keep hearing this word local, native. Mm-hmm. For me, the way I see it, I feel like people should be looking at ways that they connect with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're a woman, you could be a woman who's never left Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a woman who's never left Nigeria. You could be a woman living in China.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways to relate to these girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just as women, we connect.
I think exactly. That's basically it. As women, we connect with all of these issues.
And I go all over the place. I mean, when I go to the hair salon,
mm-hmm.
what are we talking about in the hair salon?
The natural. You're natural. You should perm your hair. Like, what?
But the hairdressers are talking about relationships.
Yeah.
And no matter where I go in society, people are talking about relationships.
Yeah.
Whether they've been here forever or they're just returning. And I think that's the way we connect.
There's exactly.
Certain things that connect us.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So it's all about connection and mm. moving forward. Mm. Can we all get along? You know, so I really love it. Personally, as a guy, I've bought into it. It took me a while, you know, but my wife really got me into it because she loves the show. And I sat down and watched episode one. I was like, oh my goodness, yeah. Nicole has done it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was so happy because I've seen it from the beginning.
And you learn a lot from the counter medicate one too.
Right. And I love that episode one. I keep forgetting the names and getting all mixed up. Where I think her mom's friend, they were having dinner, and she's like, oh,
you've grown fat.
You've grown fat. Oh, and it's typical. Hey, Shano. Hey, Akosha, why I can't see you? You know, that's yeah. standard. Anyway, I love the soundtrack as well on the web series. But give us your top five
African artists
okay. right now.
Well, immediately I have to say J-So.
Uh-huh.
J-So actually gave us some free some music that has not even been released yet.
Oh, that's nice.
So episode 9 has Deeper, and he releases, I believe, in June.
Okay.
But yeah, so he gave us some music that has never been released to the public yet. And so yeah, certainly J-So. In our show, you'll hear from Maurice Kiria. He gave us two songs. In episode 1, he gave us Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And in episode 10...
Yeah, I like that song. That was a really nice track.
Episode 10, he gave us the Blue Dress song.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly check it out. It's on YouTube. He already has a music video out. Third, I'd say... She's not featured on our show because I felt like there would be too much bureaucracy to get to her. But Laura Isabor.
No way.
You know, I think she's an amazing artist. And
yes,
she's half Nigerian, half Nigerian, half Irish. I love her music.
Yeah.
But I just said, you know, I don't know how to get to her. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, maybe this show will get her to you.
Hopefully, Laura Isabor. And yeah, I would actually have to say that would be my top three.
Okay.
You might have two. You missed two.
I have two more. let's see. Let me think of other people who gave us
something that you like that you want to listen to or that's on your playlist.
Like your iPod right now.
It's always Laura Isabor.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal artist, though. You are right about that. Yeah.
I mean, I know Lady J is coming out with some new music.
Uh-huh.
And people loved... Lady J gave us a song for episode 2, Monkey Money.
Yeah.
And people love that.
Okay.
But yeah, I love supporting... African artists. And that's another thing with this TV project. It was supposed to be a platform for all creatives.
Exactly.
So usually the fashion designers, okay. musicians, okay. even some artwork that's in the ladies' apartments mm-hmm. are from up-and-coming artists.
That's nice.
And that
was
the goal of the show.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Well, thank you very much, Nicole.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I'm sorry. Not only are you putting out, you know, the issues that we African women go through, mm-hmm. but as you mentioned, you know, you're putting forth African artists, be it musician, you know, actors mm-hmm. or
designers,
all of that stuff. And right. once again, the fact that international publications are recognizing the show, it means a great deal. Mm-hmm. So thank you what you do.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, well, thanks for being on episode 2.
Yes. thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
We love you, Nicole.
Keep watching.
We will. We'll
keep,
we will.
And you keep listening to us as well.
Hi, this is Nicole Amatefio, the creator of An African City, and you are listening to the PY Says Show. Am I causing trouble if I ask why it's not PY and Agnes Says Show? Am I causing trouble?
Man.
I'm glad we got to spend some time with Nicole.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm very excited about African City.
Me too.
She came in and she set the record straight about what this whole new web series is about, what people think, what should they should expect. I want to see more.
For me, it's about time our story has been told. When I say our, I mean African women. So kudos again to you, Nicole. Kudos.
And all the cast in there.
Exactly, all the cast in there.
My favorite is Sade, and I think the other girl, I can't remember, is it Nanaya?
Nanaya, she's the main one, right? The main actress is what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's okay. The name.
I just like all five of them. Cool. I can relate to all five. Everything they've gone through, it's like, yes, it happened to me. But don't worry, next PY is going to create an African city for men, so that's what he told me.
Okay, you're putting me on the spot, and now, you know me, I deliver. I always deliver. Well, guys, you know where to find us. You can always catch me out on Twitter at PY Adoboaten. That's at PYADDOBOATENG. And it's not Boaten, it's Boaten.
And you can find me on Twitter as well at Agnes Ntow, AGNESNTOW. And you can find us on Twitter at The PY Says Show, which is simply PYSAYSSHOW. And also at Room Service YFM. Just had to put a little plug in.
And of course, you can download the show on Podmatic, on Hogshare, or on iTunes. It's The PY Says Show. We love you guys, and we're leaving you with this banger,
which is coming in from K-Sun, and it is Line on a Leash. Take care.
We'll see you guys on the next episode. Be good.
Till we dead before they honor us. I guess they tried to put some fear in us. Can't keep a king in a cell. Can't hold a lion on a leash. Brave, brave hearted people, speaking all they see that's evil. Speak for some not treated equal. Oh yeah, yeah, it's. And wise go wiser, strong go stronger. Declare righteousness over yonder. Don't let them move your mind, cause they can't hold a lion on a leash. Can't hold a lion on a leash. Sleepwalkers, walk on. Daydreamers, they dream on. You put the fuel to the fire, but know that these times they may require those who seek to serve mankind in every way, loving every day now. Hear what the Father says, don't take the mark of the beast, don't. Take the mark of the beast. Don't. Some will knock you down and try to trample you. I guess they try hardest just to conquer you. They try to take a sage for a fool now. They try to steal the dreams of a youth now. Try to steal the dreams of a youth. Yes, they try. I guess
guess they try. I guess they try. I guess they try now. And even when we fall, we rise and carry on through the highs and the lows. Wherever the wind may blow, and even when we fall, we rise and carry on through the highs and the lows. Wherever the wind may blow, wherever the wind may blow, Lord.
It's the man with the four-way hips. PY.